פרק ט' סעיף ל"ה הסתרת כיסוי מעגלת תינוק to take off the cover from a buggy a carriage. נראה דמות להשיג כיסוי ניילון המכסה עגלת תינוק על סמך זה שנשאר הגגון של העגלה אפילו אשר רוח בו תפח. You're allowed to take off the cover, nylon cover on the carriage because you are leaving there the hood which is a tefach open. Afilim oya kisui ha-nylon hazeh v'chub al-agara me'er Shabbos. Afilim it was covered when Shabbos came in with this nylon. Even though we learned before that if it was fully covered on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the cover, and even if you leave a tefach on Shabbos. Only if it was made the second half of the cover on Shabbos, we allow you to take it off on Shabbos. But if it was made before Shabbos, we said you're not allowed. Here, even though it was made before Shabbos, we allow you to take off the nylon, because even when it was fully covered, we see it as two pieces. We don't see it as one piece. We see there's a hood there and the nylon there. So when you take it off, you're taking off only the nylon, not the hood. So we see it as two pieces. So there's no problem. Even if it was made before Shabbos, it still looks as two pieces. We look at it as if there was already a tefach made before you took it down. And we don't see as if it was one piece on Shabbos, which will not allow us, according to the Chazon Ish, to take it down altogether on Shabbos. סעיף למד וב. סילוק הגג מעל האויל שאין אוסו להשתמש תחתוב. To take down the cover with an oil which is not made to use underneath it. אויל ערי שאין אוסו המנוס להשתמש תחתוב. An oil ערי which is not made to use underneath it. ואשר נספר לאה, ווילם בפורס איפי דלת, תיסורי הוא רק כשמאמת בשבס מחיצס ועליהם את הגג. We learned before that the oil arai, which is not made, or oil arai, dafkev is arai, which is not made to use underneath, only to be used on top of it, then the halacha is, if you don't do the mechitzas and the cover on Shabbos, you're allowed. That means if you only do the cover on Shabbos, then it is allowed. The mechitzas is already there before Shabbos. We allow you to go and do it on Shabbos, since it's only oil arai, she'en osui la hogen. It's not made to go and cover from underneath. אין להסיע את הגג מעל האויל הזה בשבת, אף הפי שאין למסע לכסה מחיצות. Even though that we said, you're only not allowed to make it, by if you do on Shabbos also the cover and also the partitions, but to take off the cover, to break down this oil, and take off only the cover and leave the mechitzas, even though one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That means even though for binyan this oil, we say you need to do the mechitzas and the cover, to take it down, it's more chamor, and we take on that you're not allowed to take down, even if you're only taking off the cover, even if the mechitzas are left there. Okay. So Bemis in the footnote, he asks a question, if a person would have three pots, let's say one on top of each other, and there is air in between, we said before, you're not allowed to put it up on Shabbos. We're not allowed to put it up on Shabbos. If you have any reasoning for the air to be in between, we said. You're not allowed to take it down also on Shabbos. In the footnote, he explains that we say you're allowed to take down on Shabbos because we see the reason why you're taking it down is not in order to go and take it down, in order to use the pot which is on top of two other pots. That is allowed to be done on Shabbos. But in a case which is we don't see that you're coming to use it, that is considered you're breaking down, we don't allow you to do that on Shabbos, even if you're only taking off only the cover. Lamed Zayin, Stirat Oil Alidei Shinui, to go and take down the oil Alidei Shinui. Nispare Le'el, Shumotan Anatois Oil Arai Alidei Shinui. Oh, we learned before, to go and put up an oil Arai, you're allowed to do with a Shinui. If it's Arai. Zayin Ish Oysa Sagag Vach Kechas HaMechitzos. You first put the cover and afterwards the mechitzas. Because the normal way is to first put the mechitzas and afterwards the cover. Here, if you put the cover and afterwards the mechitzas, we allow you to do that on Shabbos. What would we say legabe to go and take it down with a shinui? You should go and hold the cover on top. But what would be the halacha if you're allowed to do a shinui with taking it down? You go and hold the cover, and somebody else will take away the partitions, and afterwards you take away the cover. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So he says, look in the footnote. In the footnote, he brings down that it's mashma from the Chazon Ish, you're not allowed to do that. It's not 100% sure that it says that in the Chazon Ish, but the Shlomo Zalman does say you're allowed to do that on Shabbos with a shin. That means, if you put it up, oil arai, that we should say you're allowed to put it up with the shinui, even though when you want to take it down with the shinui, it's not so straightforward. Maybe in the Chazon Ish it says you're not allowed to take it down with the shinui. Maybe in the Chazon Ish it says you're allowed. Reb Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to do it.